is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. Hold your horses, Lance. You'll be on in just a moment. And we do so appreciate Lance Ferguson, our Skywatch astrologer, who has been bringing us Skywatch Astrology on Seeing Beyond's radio program and our website for over 20 years now. So thank you for that, Lance. What was so great seeing so many of you at the Deepak Chopra Dr. Oz event in Redwood City this last weekend. Wasn't it spectacular? Fantastic. Both of those guys were so on and so real and so approachable. I was invited to the VIP lunch and then afterwards to the gala. So I had a chance to talk with each of them, and I can tell you that they really are the authentic thing. They want the best for us and the best for the planet. So thank you again to Eleanor Britter for our wonderful event coming here to Redwood City. Well, yes, now it's your turn, Lance. You may speak. Let's hear what the Skywatch is like today. I got a sneak preview, and it seems really great. And then we'll be back. Seeing Beyond.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, June 11th, a day like no other. The powerful Saturn-Neptune trine becomes exact at 4:17 p.m. on Tuesday. This pair quietly supports efforts to achieve a balance between the real and the ideal in at least one area of your life. This is a good time to take advantage of opportunities you discover, and you'll probably have more than one as this trine stays in the Skywatch through July. Both planets in water signs tell us your feelings, emotions are as important as logic now, and that this is the time to follow your bliss. Complicating matters today is that the moon is void of course from yesterday until she enters Leo at 10 p.m. tonight. So hold off on finalizing matters. One other connection appears at 3:06 p.m. as Venus opposes Pluto. Cooperation versus manipulation is the game here. Everyone gets to play their own cards at this moment. The stars impel, they don't compel. Dreams and visions can be incredible tonight with Neptune on stage. Pay attention as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Seeing Beyond, as our guest is Dani Burling. She is a monthly guest here on Seeing Beyond. She is the owner of Your Sacred Destiny, a master shaman. She offers highly customized interactive programs using drumming as the doorway. These are not random workshops, but fun and insightful experiences. So whether you are a business, hospital, or corporation, everyone gets an instrument to experience the heartbeat of their organization. She brings the shaman's insight into your organization to powerfully integrate team building, sales, and leadership. So she works with organizations and individuals and brings the ancient into the current, into the modern. Dani Burling, it's so good to have you back on Seeing. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's always such a pleasure. I always am so excited to be able to share this out to the airways, to all your listeners, and always to hear your voice, because you're such an inspiration also to everyone.
Thank you so much, Dani. And you are one of the busy people on the world. And, of course, there are people who are busy who are doing busy work. You know, they're not really doing anything significant. But you are constantly teaching and traveling and updating what you do. What have you been up to lately?
I just got back from Mountain View. I taught two classes in East-West Bookstore, and one was a free drumming circle, and the other one was an all-day let's take the work even deeper. So that was really fun. And now it seems like the company has has changed tracks, and all of a sudden Spirit's realigning us to go bigger. And everybody, I didn't even know that. And so that's what's so cool about this work, is that as you learn how to hear Spirit and as you learn how to call Spirit, the communication becomes so open that all of a sudden you're aligning with the more magic, with more beauty, with more love, with more energy, whatever it is. And it seems like all these people are coming saying, you know, let's take it bigger. Let's go into corporations. Let's go into hospitals. Let's go into cancer centers. Let's go into areas that can really use the depth of this work. So we have big changes going on in the company right now.
Well, you are the woman to do it. I will tell you, you've got enough energy to light up New York City, Danny.
You're cute. That's funny.
You know, I understand that drumming is part of your workshops and retreats. So talk a little bit about how the drumming protocol works, and especially when you're working with hospitals and corporations, for heaven's sakes.
Yes, and I think that, you know, when I learned this drumming protocol, I was so surprised, because it's the exact same protocol that I use in all of my shaman training, in the retreats, the four-day retreats. And I didn't realize that they were, you know, that I was aligning with scientific research, but there was a neurosurgeon who was a CEO of a hospital and a music therapist got together to work with different types of groups to see what would work for them in a drumming aspect. And they worked it for years and years and years until they finally started to get results, where the immune system was being raised, where stress levels were being reduced, where people started to come more together in community, where Alzheimer's and dementia patients started doing things they hadn't done in years. And so it started to unfold this new process of being able to look really deeply underneath what is the cause of the situation with regard to departments, what is cause of the situation of your body, that goes way, way below what we can see.
And so bringing drumming into the modern world is, I think, kind of unique, don't you?
You know, it has been. It is in corporations. Children's Hospital uses it. Some Kaiser facilities use it. The Department of Defense has used it. There's universities that use it. And so it's a perfect doorway for people to be able to open up their mind and let this type of information in, because it's such a complementary to whatever the corporations and businesses or hospitals are already using, because our body is rhythm. And when we get stuck in our body, it breaks it down and we have pain. And then that reflects out in our world, and we have pain in our world, and then we get stuck in our world, in our life, in our finances, and whatever it is. And the drumming seems to allow the body to break free of where it's stuck and come back into rhythm, which is so important for our molecular structure and the health of our body.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited about all of this new work that you've got. And the interesting thing is, and I think our Sing Beyond listeners are going to be fascinated by this, I understand that your experiential workshops have scientific proof behind them. Tell us more about that, Danny.
Yes, they do. This neurosurgeon and CEO of the hospital did a ton of research on all his patients with flow charts and to really bring it out there in a scientific way to show that he sees in his hospital so many cancer patients that are going into remission, so many more. And as they start expanding out this protocol, I have noticed amazing insights with my clients and my students. And even the shaman has so much scientific research proof behind what they're doing. They knew about the law of attraction. They knew about the chakras already. The flag of the Inca is the color of the chakras. They already knew about Einstein's theory of relativity. They know so much beyond what we can even comprehend, that to be able to take somebody deeper and deeper into these different layers of what's going on. Like somebody will say, I have a knee injury, and because I was in an accident, really has nothing to do with the accident. It has to do with something that's so deep underneath that. And I think that's why the company is so successful, is because this scientific research of all these different areas about the mind and how we only use 10% of it, and the subconscious, and how we need to go look in there for where the pain is and where the block is and where your gifts are, and just on and on and on. There's so much research behind it, and I think for people that are analytical, it really helps them understand more fully that, oh, this isn't something that's just like really woo-woo and out there. It's really grounded and fundamental. The leader of all the shamans in Peru, Don Francisco, tells me, he says, Danny, you are the new Paco. You're the new shaman. Take this wisdom out into the world and teach others how to use it in their life.
Absolutely fantastic. And again, just to kind of recap before we take our first break, Danny, why do you teach this wisdom of the shaman through drumming?
When I was teaching the workshop Friday night, and I think a lot of workshops that I teach, to find the pain that our body's in, or our company's in, or our corporation's in, we have to look into the pain that's inside of us. And we're taught in society to run from that pain. And the shaman's, one of the shaman's amazing wisdom is, in the contrast lies the gift. If you go into it and you look underneath it and you find what's going on under there, you can find the gift to no longer have to live that pattern, to let your body start to heal itself. And so what I really like to do in the drumming is, it's a way where words don't have to come out, that you can just drum it on your instrument to bring the emotion up. It can be heard through the drumming. Everybody in the circle can hear it. The emotions can come up and be released from the client or the student without saying a word. And they have profound insight when that happens, which is so important, because otherwise we can continue to go down the same path and keep getting sicker and sicker, or the company can fall apart more and more, or we can, you know, have a relationship that just doesn't last because we can't get down to the emotions that are in there. And drumming helps bring that up and allows you to see it from a different perspective.
Well, we love the work that you do, and having you on the program is always such a treat, Danny. The other thing that our Sing Beyond listeners really are happy about is the fact that whenever you come on to Seeing Beyond, you have a wonderful offering for them. So tell us about the offering you've got for this month of June.
You know, we really thought about this one because we really wanted to offer something special, and we wanted to give your listeners something that they could really use and apply. And so all they need to do is go to yoursacreddestiny.com and sign up for this, and they automatically get it. And there's three gifts that I'm giving. And the first one is, it's called 7 Days to Supersize Your Productivity. And it doesn't matter if you want to be more productive in your health, in your wealth, in your relationships. It'll work on all levels. And these are extremely detailed insights on how the shaman gets you below the situation to see something in a different way. And I would love to give some examples of that after we come back. And so these help you discover where you're stuck in life, in your body, and we put them together in a certain way so that you can really start to explore yourself and your situations in a totally different way. And it really allows you to go very, very deep and expand to begin this process of understanding. The second thing is, you also have the opportunity to apply for a personal laser coaching session with me, where we will discover the answers to your health, your wealth, your relationships together, which it's so fun to work with people like that, to be able to get them to do that. And then the last thing you're going to receive when you sign up at yoursacreddestiny.com is you're going to receive another beautiful journey of the shaman that will guide you towards the health and the wealth and the love in your relationships.
So tell us a little bit more about this free journey of the shaman.
You know, the shaman is very good about getting you to go down into the subconscious, getting you to go down into those places that you can't see, to be able to step into another dimension that will allow you to feel the clearing that takes place inside of you. Through the drumming and the shaman work, there's proof that shows that the molecular structure actually changes. And so to be able to do a journey like this, what happens is you do a journey of clearing so that you go from contrast to gift, where your molecular structure changes. And it's a beautiful journey through the jungle and the river that allows you to have this transformation, to go to the other side, to hold this beautiful vibration at the end of it, so you can go through your day and hold more of more energy, more light within you, so that you create what it is you want.
And the amazing thing is that everything Danny is offering to you, Seeing Beyond listeners, is free of charge. It's so simple to do. Just simply go to her website. That's yoursacreddestiny.com. Well, you know I love the story. I think it's the greatest teacher. We'll come back, and Danny's going to share some stories of how working with her and knowing more about drumming and the shaman can help us to live a better life, even during these times of such profound change. So stay with us as we continue, I promise you, to see beyond. Do you realize chiropractic can help you with so much more than physical pain, from weight loss, allergies, headaches, chronic sports-related injuries, serious immune-compromised health problems, and, of course, spinal care can all be treated with chiropractic. If you can relate to any of these issues, it's all taken care of at Lancer Chiropractic, where they take a holistic approach to wellness by dealing with a wide variety of physical, psychological, spiritual, and emotional issues with compassion and strength. And they're now offering energy healing sessions, so call for more information. Call today and book your appointment at 408-245-5454. That's in Sunnyvale, very close to highways 280 and 101, 408-245-5454. You can also visit their website at lancerchiropractic.com.
This Thursday at East West Bookshop, learn to read the tarot with Sue Wilhite, who makes this ancient art of divination accessible to everyone. Then join Anadia Judith and Lion Goodman in a Friday talk and Saturday workshop and take a journey through your chakras to become a master manifester. And don't miss this late edition. Eric Pearl will be here next Wednesday to show us how to reconnect to our healing power to help others and ourselves. Get all the details at eastwest.com.
I'm Bonnie Colleen. For 23 and a half years, I've been interviewing top leaders and continue to be a powerful force in Personal Growth Radio. Many people ask me, how did you get started? Also, how can I create what you've accomplished? Others ask me, what are your secrets to success, love, prosperity, health, self-esteem, and getting the whole bowl of Jerry's in life? I answer all your questions in an exclusive interview with Jessica Haynes. To hear answers to your questions, go to lifewithjessica.com. Again, lifewithjessica.com. Click on Bonnie Colleen. In a 4-segment interview, I answer your questions. Learn, laugh, feel good, succeed, love. Lifewithjessica.com and Bonnie Colleen, bringing the best to you. That's www.lifewithjessica.com. You can purchase the DVD for only $15, and that includes shipping and handling, at lifewithjessica.com. Welcome back. We're here with monthly guest Danny Burling. Danny has studied extensively for the past 20 years, researching for her answers to success. She brings proven techniques to you so that you don't have to reinvent the success wheel. Find out more about Danny and her work at yoursacreddestiny.com. And by the way, as with all of our guests, if you want their contact information, it's so easy. Just simply go to www.seeingbeyond.com. And once you're there, click on the calendar and then click on today's date, and you will see all the information that you need to know to connect with Danny Burling and her other guests. Well, Danny, it is so good to have you here with us. And as you said, you were just at East West Books, one of our favorite places, for one of their free lectures and then a workshop the following day. Talk a little bit about how this work, how your work affects people. And by that, I mean, tell some of the stories that you said you'd like to share with us.
Yes, and specifically, you know, it's hard for me to remember all the things that happen, you know, during workshops and retreats, and I always tell my students, can you send me an email on that, because that was so amazing, because so many things happen during these events. And I had a gal at the workshop on Sunday, and she had so many light bulbs go off in the 5 hours that I taught, that she had like this beam of light over her head because she had so many awarenesses. And so in the very beginning, you know, the intention of the shaman is to take you way underneath the story And so in the very beginning, she wouldn't even kind of let me talk. She talked the whole time, and she kept talking and talking. And I keep thinking, okay, I need to teach. And so probably about 15, 20 minutes into the talk, I just said, yes, and you like to talk a lot too. And she goes, oh, yeah, I know I do. And so then we go on, and I'm teaching. And then all of a sudden, you know, she raises her hand, and she goes into this other piece. She goes, you know, when I was little, I was really mad at my dad because he drank a lot, and he used to keep me at the door, and he used to just talk. And I swear it would be like 4 hours, he said. And I just looked at her to see if she'd put those puzzle pieces together, and she didn't, and I just looked at her and said, kind of like you? And she's like, oh, yeah, like me. And then we go another couple hours, and all of a sudden she says, you know, my kids shut down when I start to talk, and they think I talk too much. And it's like, oh, can you see the generational piece from your dad to you that's now affecting your kids? And she's like, oh, I didn't even realize that. Didn't even put those pieces together. And the shaman is so, like, good, and I teach my students in the retreats how to put all these puzzle pieces together. So I do some work on her in a shamanic session, and she drops into a past life where she was a man who drank too much. And when I brought her back, I said, so can you see why you were angry with your father when you were growing up? She's like, yes, because when I was in that lifetime, I had an accident, and then I was paralyzed, and I didn't want the same thing to happen to him. So one of the doors that opened for her was to realize not only did she not get the attention she wanted from her dad when she was little because of his lessons he had to learn, she also was remembering her lifetime where she was in an accident because of the way she was acting, which was the same way as him. And just through that 5 hours, those were just two little tiny pieces that she like uncovered to realize, oh, I do the same thing as my dad, and now my kids, it's affecting my kids because they don't want to hear me in that way, the way I didn't want to hear my dad.
Boy, the wheel goes around, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm so intrigued that you mentioned past lives. Anyone who's listened to Seeing Beyond for any particular amount of time will know that reincarnation is one of my biggest fascinations. I truly believe that we've been here before and we're going to be here again. Talk about why you believe in reincarnation and how you use that in your work.
Oh, it's such a big part. You know, if I can teach anything to the listeners today, it's that it's never going to be about the situation that you're in. And the more we let the mind focus on the situation of what we see in this physical world, the more we get caught up in it, the more it breaks down the body and breaks down our relationships. And when I have my students or clients in a shamanic session just all of a sudden drop into a past life, it's not a coincidence where they have such detail and such emotion and remembrance when you can drop down and get out of the mind. And in the world of the shaman, it's these past lives on when we died and when we were hurt and when we were betrayed and when we lost love and when we were persecuted. That's so important because in those times of our lives, even this lifetime, when we're in trauma like that, the shaman believes that a piece of our soul fragments and leaves us because it doesn't feel safe when the belief that we end up holding is, I can never love because I will always be betrayed. And so it goes to a place and waits until we can get through that, those thoughts. And so in the world of the shaman, we go do soul retrieval, where we go find that lifetime and what that contract was back then that you brought into this lifetime, and then we bring back the lost soul part. Because a lot of my students and clients, I say, what do you want to accomplish after this session, after this retreat? And a lot of times they say, I want to feel whole. I want to feel complete. And that's one of the ways, is to bring those soul parts back. And I teach my students how to embody this wisdom of this divine soul part that's returned to you so that you can hold more energy of remembering that soul and that light that you are. So it's a big, big piece that a lot of society doesn't grasp onto.
And it's just so important, and I'm so glad that you are bringing this kind of knowledge into our lives. So many people are confused right now. Why do you think that's so?
I think that all they're focusing on is what they can see, and there's not a lot of answers on what you can just see in front of you with regard to a situation. I probably open 17 different dimensions when I'm tracking somebody to see where it is that the answer lies for them. And we're not single-dimensional. We're multidimensional. And to be able to open those doors, to be able to put the puzzle pieces together is so important. And we are all stuck in a story. We came here to learn a lesson, and a lot of times that lesson blinds us, and we can't see outside of it. And, you know, everybody else can see our story and how we're acting and, you know, if we're angry or resentful or whatever, but we can't always see it. So whenever I have something come up, I call my shamans, because even though all healing is self-healing, we need somebody that can help facilitate so that we can go into those places to be able to find the contrast and then transform into the gift. I had a gal call the other day and says, you know, my husband's dying. He ate some fish that was bad. It was like all of a sudden, and he has an infection, and what do I do? And I told her the same thing. All healing is self-healing. You know, there is some way that we did this, that, you know, our thought patterns are creating every health issue inside of us, because that's the law of attraction. That's our thoughts create emotions that create this vibration that the universe responds to. And so the thought pattern of virus and infection starts to come in, like Louise Hay's book, you know, You Can Heal Your Life, and starts to affect the body. And when we start to see that, if we can open the door to see beyond the medication, to see beyond the fish story. So I told her, just whisper in his ear, remember when we went to Hawaii, remember when we went to Machu Picchu, remember, you know, when the kids were born, how did that make you feel? To try and bring back the energy of the gift, the energy of the light, the energy of healing back into him. And she said, well, do I do it to his higher self? Do I do it to, you know, I said, do both. Whisper in his ear. His mind needs to be on board. And I think a lot of different modalities, the mind is not involved. And to me, it's the most important piece that has to be on board with this type of work. What do you mean I had a past life? What do you mean I can't blame them anymore? I need to blame them because I'm going to be betrayed if I love that person. And when we can get the mind to be held by the heart, we will live in a totally different society.
Well, I love that. Now, Danny, let our listeners know about your special free offerings again.
I'm so excited to offer this special, special gift at yoursacreddestiny.com. All you have to do is register, name and email, and you're going to get this amazing process to be able to learn how to have more productivity. So it's called 7 Days to Supersize Your Productivity. So I think you get 7 days worth of emails that are going to start to allow you to go deeper into a situation, deeper into your health, deeper into your departmental, perhaps, challenges that are going on, whatever's happening, whether it's with you or a loved one, to start seeing into how the shaman takes you deeper, to see into a different way of understanding a situation. And then you're also going to receive an application for a personal laser coaching session where you get to talk to me. It's very quick because in my head I don't have a lot of patience, and so I have learned and I teach all these specific steps on how to get from A to Z, how to get from contrast to gift, how to get to the answer you want, just like that. And it's very profound and it's very instant. And then I take you from the contrast to the gift on that one, too, on the laser coaching, so you can apply for that. And then you get this really cool journey, and I have so many of my students who just love the journeys, and it takes them so deep, deeper than they've ever gone before, to be able to see and expand this amazing opportunity that you have to shift your molecular structure, to have more energy, to reduce your stress, to build your immune system, is all part of this journey that will help you see differently your life and your life with others.
Well, thank you so much for that. And so easy to do, Seeing Beyond listeners. All you need to do is register at yoursacreddestiny.com. We've got more. Stay with us. As I promise you, we will be continuing to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen.
I'm Melody Beatty, author of Codependent No More. 7 times more Americans have hepatitis C than AIDS.
I'm one of them. If you're one of the millions of Americans with hepatitis C and your doctors are treating you with interferon, then you're clearly aware of how your life has been turned horribly upside down. Backed by huge pharmaceutical monies, the medical community swears there's only one dangerous, disabling way to battle this silent killer. It's not true. There are alternatives, and they work. Triumph Over Hepatitis C is a book written by best-selling author Lloyd Wright, who fully recovered from this frightening disease. Lloyd is helping others to take charge of their lives and fight for their body's freedom from this crippling illness. His program is working for me. Call the people at Hepatitis C Free now at 866-HEP-C-FREE. That's 866-HEP-C-FREE. Don't become another medical statistic. Find out the truth about hepatitis C and get your life back.
Or best, go to AlternativeMedicineSolutions.com. That's www.AlternativeMedicineSolutions.com. Get your copy today.
This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods, and I have a question for you. How old are your arteries? You know, more and more we're finding out that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease, but inflammation of the arteries is the cause. How are your arteries doing? You can find out with the double screening of CardioVision and BioClip Plus. It's going to be happening once a month at Apple Health Foods. It's only $50 an appointment, and we have a special buy two, get one free. Call us at 800-67-APPLE for details.
Do you realize chiropractic can help you with so much more than physical pain, from weight loss, allergies, headaches, chronic sports-related injuries, serious immune-compromised health problems, and, of course, spinal care can all be treated with chiropractic. If you can relate to any of these issues, it's all taken care of at Lancer Chiropractic, where they take a holistic approach to wellness by dealing with a wide variety of physical, psychological, spiritual, and emotional issues with compassion and strength. And they're now offering energy healing sessions, so call for more information. Call today and book your appointment at 408-245-5454. That's in Sunnyvale, very close to Highways 280 and 101, 408-245-5454. You can also visit their website at LancerChiropractic.com. Danny Burling, it's always great to have her here with us. You know, it wasn't until Danny met a shaman 10 years ago that she began to find the answers she had been searching for her whole life. This, according to Danny, is the wisdom that she comes to share today. Her students from around the world use these same skills that have changed their lives in ways they couldn't have even imagined. Danny has worked with thousands and now shares her priceless wisdom of cutting through differences in order to bring together your group to achieve everyone's desired success. Don't we all want a piece of that? Well, Danny, you shared that story about the gentleman who had gotten so poisoned on fish, and I know that can certainly happen, especially if we're talking about shellfish. So let's talk a little bit about how you use drumming to help people to overcome their health issues.
You know, our body is rhythm. Our heartbeat is rhythm. Our lungs go up and down. Our spinal fluid flows from our head all the way down to our legs and back again. We are rhythm. And you can tell at the end of a workshop the difference in your body. It vibrates. It's like your cells are dancing inside. And you can there are people that have a really hard time expressing their emotions. And when I ask them, because it's all about the emotions, whenever I ask them, how are you feeling, they can't even grasp or go into that, because so many times in society we're taught to stuff the pain, to stuff the hurt down, to forget about it, to just say, I'm going to be okay. Well, the more we stuff it down, the more that we aren't looking at it, the more patterns that it starts to cause, and the more it breaks down the body and it breaks down relationships. So when I do a workshop, my intention is, and I tell them, you know, we want to go dig in the dirt. We want to dig and get really dirty, because underneath there's diamonds that you can find. And I'll do a drumming piece to bring out a metaphor with people. And some people will just laugh and not see the feelings or not own the darkness or shadow inside of them. And some people will go right to it and say, well, I felt like a failure. And I'll ask all those people, I go, let's go play in the sandbox with that person. Let's get our hands dirty and take off our shoes, and let's go look and let's go have fun and make humor out of the shadow and the darkness that lies in us, and let's bring it up and let it come out. And we do that through drumming. And we drum it. We drum it from the train wreck all the way to the joy and the gift, to let those cells start to create that molecular structure shift. And it does. And when you do it in a way that's really fun and humorous and you joke about it, it doesn't feel scary. And it's so important that all healing work, no matter what it is, if you do it from a place of stress, the research shows that it doesn't work, because the body and the cells hold on to the stress. And so they stop putting TVs with reality shows on. They stopped, and war movies, and they started putting more calming music in. They started bringing in drumming so that it has that healing type of energy behind it. And so the drumming lets people see. So I'll have somebody play, what does it feel like to be, you know, have this conflict in your department? Or what does it feel like to have this ailment that you have right near? And play it on your drum. And then I'll ask the group, what did you hear? What did you hear? And so sometimes the person that played the drum will listen to everybody else, and they'll see something different than how they feel inside. And so I always try to turn it around and always say, now recognize that what you saw in that person, whether it was anger or sadness or frustration when they were drumming, we hold that same thing within us. So not only is that piece going to be for the person who's drumming, it's going to be for all of us in the room. So everybody feels safe. So everybody can look at their stuff too. And so it's a safe environment, and it's fun, and we have humor with it. So it turns into this really exciting, fun piece. You know, they can't wait to like start beating on the drum or shaking the tambourine or shaking the rattle or whatever they have. And so it turns into a fun event to look at the pain.
Well, I love that, and I do think, especially during these times of such huge change, that we need ways to get in. You know, so many of us are so shielded, and what you're talking about here, I think, Danny, is a way to really get to the crux of the matter, a way to really heal from our deepest place. Now, I'm excited that you're starting to apply your wisdom to corporations, hospitals, and businesses. Speak to that.
I have been, you know, I have a lot of students who are in the corporate world, which, you know, you would think really, but it's coming through the door in a more simplified way of drumming has had some amazing results. And to be able to take this into the corporations at the level, because I have so many healers that have their own practices that come into my retreats too, because it takes them deeper than they've ever gone before. It takes them higher than they've ever gone before. And I've had these people in the corporation say, we've done team building events, and they haven't worked, and they haven't worked, and they haven't worked. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I know this works. After 10 years of doing just this modality and 10 years of doing 10 other modalities, I know this works, because I've been trained in so many other areas. And to be able to take it in to help bring momentum of success into the corporation, and to bring cohesiveness into the departments. And so we want to work with the department heads and then have them decide which departments need the work. And I think it's so funny that as soon as we put it out there, I meet somebody who wants me to come, you know, drum for their staff. And we just became accredited. So we can offer continuing education now to marriage family therapists and licensed clinical social workers and psychologists and counselors. And as I talk to all these different types of professionals and show them how the shaman takes it deeper and deeper, they're like amazed, and their eyes get really, really big. And so I know that there is a piece here that is deeper than some of the pieces that are taught out there, especially in the corporate world. And to have lasting changes, the mind has to be on board, and you have to know how to come from the heart. And I'm excited, because the problem is, if we don't start learning some of these techniques that are complementary, you know, what's the cost going to be to our health when we have, you know, such a huge pharmaceutical industry right now that may have taken the wrong path? How can we complement that in a way? How can we complement the corporations in a way where they work together better? I want to work with the corporations that really are out there to better the planet, to better mankind. And I feel very passionate and drawn, of course, I guess you could tell, to bringing this work in a way that people can understand it, very literal, very grounded, very matter-of-fact, and very much in a way that shows the shift that can happen in these aspects.
What kind of response have you gotten? Because so many people think of hospitals and corporations and that as being so staid and really not open for these kinds of new but ancient ideas.
Well, and even when I just go in and say, let me just give you a demonstration, they're blown away afterwards because it goes so deep and it's so fun. And they got to look at some of the places where they're stuck or frustrated or there's conflict, and they come through it. And it doesn't have anything to do with the situation again. It doesn't have anything to do with that person, or it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the health issue that you have going on. It has to do with the thoughts and the emotions. And when you start to bring those out and you start to feel so much better, people walk away like, that was so amazing. And they just automatically say, yes, I want to do this 8-week, you know, drumming protocol. Yes, I want to come into the retreat. Yes, I want to know more, because they are just literally blown away by what happens in the group. Because, you know, learning this drumming protocol was one thing, but being able to take it so much deeper underneath, like I had a gal, we were passing shakers around this circle. There was like 35 or 40 people at East West Bookstore, and we were passing shakers around with our eyes closed. And so trying to pull the metaphor out of when people dropped them, or how hard was it to pass the shakers with your eyes closed. And the gal to my right, you know, you're only supposed to use one hand to pass the shaker from one, you know, from you to them and in this circle and to keep it going. And she had like two hands trying to grab the shaker out of my hand. Sometimes it felt like 20 hands because she didn't want to drop it, and she wanted to make sure she stayed in the flow. And we had already talked earlier that she had this control issue, and, you know, laughing about it because, you know, we all have some type of control issue. And so trying to get her to see, she goes, no, I just didn't want to drop it. I said, I know, control. She goes, no, I wasn't doing it with two hands. It's like, yeah, control. There was like 20 hands. And she's laughing because I said, do you see how you do that in life? And she's like, yes. But yet I could do it in a way where I wasn't attacking her. I did it in a way where everybody laughed and everybody could see how we control things in our lives. And that little piece of passing the shakers is just a perfect way to begin to open the door for us to see how we are that's making us stuck in a different way.
Well, I love this new work, and this doesn't surprise me, Danny, because you are always shifting and changing, finding out more about what people want, what people need, and I think this is the sign of a great teacher. And let's face it, we all have to be flexible and shifting, because that is what the energy is right now on the planet. So put out your offering again for Seeing Beyond listeners, and then we're going to come back and talk more about how the shaman can see situations that we get ourselves into and, most importantly, help us to get out of those stuck places. Put out your offering, Danny.
I have a special offer for the listeners. I so enjoy working with you all that call in or email me. And so all you need to do is go to yoursacreddestiny.com, and the homepage has a sign-up page where called 7 Days to Supersize Your Productivity, and it's an online program for health, wealth, and relationships. And these are pure shaman insights on how to see below your situation, because the problem is, if we don't sometimes find a way to do it different, we keep creating the same patterns over and over again. And if you want to partake and be a part of the healing process for you or your relationships, this is a perfect way to begin to open the door to see how to be able to go deeper into the situation so that you can change it so effortlessly. And then if you'd like to apply for a personal laser coaching session with me, I'll guide you to even deeper aspects of that. After you go through this 7-day productivity, it'll really help you see, and we can talk it over deeper. And then I'd love to give you a journey. I am going to be coming out with a CD with a lot of different shamanic journeys on it, but would like to gift one of these to you so that you can start going from that contrast and begin healing your body yourself.
Oh, I love that. Well, it's so easy to register. Just simply go to yoursacreddestiny.com. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Collins. Good morning, Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Bonnie Colleen, host of Seeing Beyond. Well, have you seen them? Our 2013 predictions. That's right. They're up on our site right now. Just simply go to seeingbeyond.com. That's seeing, like with your eyes, S-E-E-I-N-G, beyond.com. And once you're there, go to the top of the page, click on predictions, and see predictions from numerologists, astrologers, psychics. Enjoy. 2013, Happy New Year from Bonnie Colleen and Seeing Beyond. Slow down, relax, be peaceful. Go to sandraspianomeditation.com to purchase CDs or download this exquisitely beautiful music. Read the testimonies of listeners who have benefited from this relaxing music. Go to sandraspianomeditation.com to hear and learn more. Or call 510-852-4894 for a private piano meditation session in your home. That's 510-852-4894. Realize chiropractic can help you with so much more than physical pain, from weight loss, allergies, headaches, chronic sports-related injuries, serious immune-compromised health problems, and, of course, spinal care can all be treated with chiropractic. If you can relate to any of these issues, it's all taken care of at Lancer Chiropractic, where they take a holistic approach to wellness by dealing with a wide variety of physical, psychological, spiritual, and emotional issues with compassion and strength. And they're now offering energy healing sessions, so call for more information. Call today and book your appointment at 408-245-5454. That's in Sunnyvale, very close to Highways 280 and 101, 408-245-5454. You can also visit their website at LancerChiropractic.com. Welcome back. We're talking with Shaman Danny Burling. She's a regular guest on Seeing Beyond, and find out more about her and her work at yoursacreddestiny.com. So I'm fascinated that you work with the shaman, especially the shaman of Brazil, Danny. How do the shamans see the situations that we get ourselves into, and very importantly, help us to get out of those?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't think it's anything like how we're raised or how we are brought up. And if the listeners can take anything, it's never going to be about the situation. And I know through all the retreats that I teach around the medicine wheel that, you know, it takes time to understand this concept and how to discover that it's not going to be about the situation, but what is the lesson that I need to learn. And in the world of the shaman and through all the different work that I've done, you know, we come in with a lesson to learn. We come in to learn, say that story, you know, I'll never love because otherwise I'll be betrayed. Oh, my gosh. I interviewed someone for a position on my team, and I interview everybody over the phone, and then those that I bring in, I do a live interview. And so one of my pieces is I want to know what their story is. I want to know what their issues are of, you know, where their story lies and where their shadow or their darkness is, or, you know, where their ego defaults to. And I was talking to this gal, and she tells me that she left her husband because he was going to have an affair. So there was going to be a betrayal piece. And I says, oh, so you hold the betrayal as your story this lifetime. She goes, oh, no, I've never been betrayed before. So then we start talking about the position and everything. She goes, oh, actually, and she tells me another story before that. And I said, uh-huh. And so we start talking about the position again, and then she's still thinking about it. She goes, oh, and she tells me another story. And until she gets all the way down to her childhood. And so I, you know, learned that the lesson of her soul is that she feels like she's going to be betrayed. But when we don't know that, we keep living the same pattern over and over again, and we keep creating the same situations over and over again because we're trying to learn the lesson this lifetime. And the shaman is really good at uncovering the story, which is the very first 4-day retreat is about. What is your story? Why did you incarnate? What are your patterns? Why are you mad at somebody? Why did you get a divorce? Why do you have this health issue? Why do you have this conflict with somebody in your life? Because if you don't figure those out, the lesson keeps getting harder and harder. The pattern keeps getting closer and closer, and it starts to wear us out emotionally. And so to be able to uncover what that story is such an amazing process that people start to understand, oh, that's my story. I don't have to live in that story anymore. I can start to turn it around. And most times for the shaman, the biggest piece is, and I know that most people in society do not do this piece, but when you're mad at somebody else, it's only an invitation to look in the mirror and see how that is you. And by the master's classes, people understand the concept of how to turn it back around and not be angry or resentful with that other person, but recognize, oh, they're only showing me the lesson that I'm trying to learn. And it brings such a peace and understanding within us that we don't have to react anymore. We don't have to go postal. We don't have to get depressed. Our body doesn't have to break down because we can only be responsible for ourselves.
Well, that is really, really important. I think it is so valuable that we're helping people to be the most that they can be during these times. And I keep bringing up these times. Give us, Danny, your read of these times, which certainly are a-changin'.
Yes, they are. And I think it's so beautiful that, you know, I would never have guessed that this wisdom that I'd be here teaching it to the world like I do now from meeting my very first shaman. And they only came down from the mountain about 40 years ago. They had been in hiding for 500 years because they were being persecuted by the Catholic Church. And so they hid at 18,000 feet. And so there were no TVs, there were no magazines, there were no newspapers. They didn't know what was going on in the world. And about 40 years ago, they received a prophecy that they needed to bring their work down from the mountain and teach it to the country that held the world's power, the people with the round eyes. So now there's a bridge from Peru to the United States for us to be able to hold this wisdom in the West, in a Western way that we can apply it to help this time of change that's happening on the planet. And there is a lot of people that can't see their story on the planet, and they live very deeply, deeply in their story, where there's lots of conflict, or there's lots of health issues, or there's lots of just stuckness of not knowing where to go. I have a lot of clients and students that say, I'm just so stuck, I just don't know what to do. I want out of this situation, but I don't know how to get out. And they end up in my classes, like, not even knowing. I don't even know how I got here, but now after the class, it's like, oh my gosh, now I know. This is like the answer that I'm looking for. And the shamans believe that, you know, in this time of change, we are going to raise up our vibration to the point where we can live heaven on earth. And it's working those pieces of understanding that what we're seeing all around us is really a facade. It's a reality that we're creating, and that we can create it any way we want to. We can create it in disaster, or we can create it into beauty. And the shaman is in the integrity and in the heart of creating beauty in the world.
I love that. You talk about what is controlling us in so many of your workshops and retreats. What is really controlling us, Danny?
Well, just point blank, it's our thoughts, and we have so many of them. I have so many students that say, Danny, I think 24/7, I don't even know how to turn it off. I can't even stop the thoughts. How do you do that? And it's the ego wants to be heard. It has a problem. It feels scared. It needs to control. It wants to manipulate you and because it doesn't feel safe. And I think it's so interesting that I have some people that are going into the Native American cultures to bring this work into it. And when you look back at their history, you know, when the slaves were taken, when the land was taken away from the Hawaiians, you know, back in those days they held resentment and they didn't trust and they didn't feel safe. And even today, through that line of those different cultures, they bring it into their life today. And so there could be something. There could be somebody who's part Native American or part African American or part Hawaiian or even full, and they hold that story of those ancestors inside of them. So they don't trust. They feel betrayed. They hold resentment, and there's anger, and it shows up in their relationships. It shows up at work. But it has nothing to do with the situation. It has to do with the generational pieces that are still lying within their DNA. And how do you start healing through the generations, starting with you, so that you don't have to continue to hold those thoughts inside of you that are creating these emotions that are mainly, mostly hidden from you? And it's such an exciting piece to be able to expose that. And it gives you more energy, and it reduces your stress levels, and it lets your body start to heal, and it creates better relationships. And the problem is that a lot of people don't understand that those thoughts are causing a muck in our heads.
Well, I just love the work that you do, and obviously so many of our Seeing Beyond listeners do also, Danny. You're so appreciated. We have just 2 minutes left. Why don't you again let our listeners know what your special free offering is for this month of June?
Yes, I'm so excited to give this to you, too, because I really feel like you can all have a piece of the shamanic wisdom before you actually get to talk to me. And I know that as I journey through my life, I'm always hearing the call of spirit, and I never have an excuse that says no, because I never want to not listen, because I know it's going to take me where I want to go. And this is a beautiful opportunity for you to see a situation different. You just go to yoursacreddestiny.com and apply at the 7 days to supersize your productivity, this online program for health and wealth and relationships. And these questions are ways the shaman gets you to see into your story, gets you to see differently the situation that you're in so that you can uncover it, so that you don't have to live in that contrast anymore, but you can hold the gift instead, so that your body, you could partake in your body healing itself. And I have seen instantaneous healing with people who take this path. On top of that, you have the opportunity to apply for a personal laser coaching session with me, where we'll get to talk about all the questions that you answered to be able to take you deeper into seeing into your story. And then, of course, that amazing free journey of the shaman that takes you on this amazing universal river of life path that allows you to have that molecular shift inside of you so that you can expand and open up and see from a different perspective.
Well, I am thanking you from them. Thank you so much. So easy to register. Just simply go to yoursacreddestiny.com. Danny Burling, thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you so much, Bonnie.
We'll get you on again in July. Be sure and be with us tomorrow as we start 30. Until 8 a.m. And as we continue, I promise you to see beyond.